From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants claimed two bombings in the Arabian Peninsula Friday, targeting Shiite mosque. As Iraq's vice president, Iyad Alawi spoke at the World Economic Forum in Jordan.
It's not something positive which is happening, but we hope that we can conquer. The war is war. You lose some of the fightings, but you have to win the war ultimately, and we are embarking on winning the war against ISIS.
A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in eastern Saudi Arabian Peninsula, the region of Qatif, that killed 21, wounded at least 80 others. Second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Friday wounded 13, adding to the growing number of casualties outside Islamic State's usual geographic targets in Syria and Iraq. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment on Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, in his words, under any circumstance, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon.
Moreover, even if we do get a good deal, there remains the broader issue of Iran's support for terrorism and regional destabilization and ugly threats against Israel. And that's why our strategic partnership with Israel will remain no matter what happens in the days and years ahead.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States, as well as Germany, have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials met in Washington on Friday. The U.S. State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic about the negotiations between the U.S. and Cuba as they try to reestablish diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years.
We have made significant progress in the last 5 months and are much closer to reestablishing relations and reopening embassies. These are the first steps in the long process of normalization that will allow us to better represent U.S. interests and increase engagement with the Cuban people.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met during the April Summit of the Americas. That was in Panama. Still on the agenda here in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Amnesty International says it has overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian government forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists are committing ongoing war crimes, such as torture and summary killings of prisoners. Concern about prisoner mistreatment comes amid criticism of Ukraine's security services for publicly showing off two prisoners alleged to be Russian soldiers captured while fighting alongside pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. Amnesty called on Ukrainian authorities to investigate all allegations of war crimes and other abuses and to bring to justice those responsible. Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace, killing at least two people in the latest violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for another term in office. President's decision triggered a failed coup and sent more than 100,000 people fleeing the country. Meanwhile, in another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape political unrest at home. U.S. stocks move mostly higher this week. The Dow and the S&P 500 both notched record closes during the week before retreating a bit, while the Nasdaq ended less than 3 points away from an all-time high. And in a speech on Friday, the U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen reaffirmed that the bank was on track to raise interest rates this year.
If the economy continues to improve as I expect, I think it will be appropriate at some point this year to take the initial step to raise the federal funds rate target and begin the process of normalizing monetary policy.
The Federal Reserve slashed interest rates to nearly zero 6 years ago to bolster the economy in the U.S. in the midst of a recession. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.